And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Man, covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. Goes from Huntsville back over to Chattanooga. From Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. All the way down to the loveliest little town on the plains we call Auburn and stretching across the border from there to what has now been renamed Fort Benning. Praise God, it's now Fort Benning. And oh, by the way, big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. All right, so listen, I gotta remind you guys. So Right Side Media is the name of the company. Right Side Radio that you're listening to right now is just one of our productions. So we got a ton of stuff. And I want to encourage you guys, go check out our website, rightsidemedia.org. That's rightsidemedia.org. We got a ton of stuff on there to include all of our podcasts because there are now 5 video podcasts that run through our website. We've got mine that comes out tomorrow called Right Philosophy. We've got Right Click with Birdman on Fridays. We got Liberty Minute on Thursdays with former Navy SEAL Jared Hudson. We got The Controversial Mom that comes out on Sundays with Emily Jones from Moms for Liberty. And, of course, our own JP has his Out of Right Field sports podcast, which comes out on Mondays. So you got all this stuff, man, on our website. And you can follow us, and you can also catch it in audio podcast. And the audio podcast of this radio show that we put out again after he goes live every day is, like, reaching epic level proportions. So big doings around here at Right Side Media. Got to tell you, we got some new merch coming up pretty soon. So I expect some new shirts in here in the next day or two. You still got the Bulletproof Influence glasses, very cool, coffee mugs, hats, and other stuff on our merch shop on the rightsidemedia.org website. So check it all out. It's who we are. This Right Side Radio is just literally one part of what we do. But it is where we started. It is still the hub. It is you guys out there right now in radio land that helped us grow something that we are still really proud to be a part of and don't see any sign of it slowing down. In fact, I have every reason to believe it's not going to slow down.
And stay tuned for a new podcast upcoming soon.
Oh, yeah, the long form? Yeah, just put the first one in the can. So we've been doing what I would call, video podcasts, but they're more like my monologue kind of thing. They're fully self-contained. Each one's 20 to 30 minutes long on the average, and they tend to have the one person speaking about what's going on and their topic at hand. What I'm really excited about is what you're about to see next is a long-form podcast. I'll tell you right now, it's called the Just Right Podcast, and it comes out here pretty soon, and we're finalizing the first few episodes of that right now. Lots of doings, JP.
Lots and lots of doings.
We have to clone ourselves for too long. I like to say sleep is highly overrated.
Yeah, it is. I would concur.
Sleep is for sissies. all right, so Doge doings. What's happening with Doge, y'all? You got a sound effect for that? Go with it.
Who let the Doge sound?
That's just awesome. It still cracks me up. So Daily Wire has a piece came out yesterday afternoon. Elon Musk revealing there have been shocking cases of fraud found at the Small Business Administration. At the SBA, he said they are finding right now that there are multiple cases of what could be fraudulent loans, up to $330 million worth of loans, he said, many of which went to people under the age of 11. He said one of them was to someone named Kelly, who was apparently only 9 months old, got a $100,000 loan. Now, here's what's going to wind up happening. A lot of these are going to be really poorly processed, and the dates were entered wrong, and it makes the age look different. If that's the case, don't we want to clean that up? But if we're also seeing stuff happening that should be and shouldn't be going to certain people, yeah, we want to know that. So SBA Administrator, former U.S. Senator Kelly Loeffler, followed up by Musk's remark saying, we are tackling the fraud, waste, and abuse at the agency. She said, we've seen, hundreds of billions of dollars of fraud go unprosecuted, and we're taking that on. So the SBA is also rife with fraudulent loan activity because it was too easy to get a loan, especially during COVID. You're watching right now billions in taxpayer dollars just being slung at the world. People filling out loan applications who never should have gotten them. And they're on it now, and I'm loving it. And there's also going to wind up being any number of those loans that were defaulted on that shouldn't have been. And if they go track down the people, they may find out, oh, they could have paid. They just pretended they couldn't, and they got a pass under the Biden administration. So Attorney General Pam Bondi, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi, according to Fox News Dateline today, says she is issuing a stern warning as DOJ begins to uncover this fraud. She said that a lot of waste, fraud, and abuse. She said there's a tremendous amount of fraud in here. And Elon, she said, thank you for your partnership. Thank you for your team. You've uncovered so much fraud in our government. And then she followed up by basically sending out a message saying, we will prosecute you. We have an internal task force now working with every agency sitting at the table. It's a cabinet meeting. And if you've committed fraud, we are coming after you. Thank you, Elon, she said. So the bottom line is this. We've got just an incredible amount of taxpayer dollars that are unaccounted for. This is exactly what we voted for. You know, yesterday when I was on News Nation yesterday and they had me pitted against, I said it earlier in the show, they had me pitted against a Democrat strategist. And he started into the, Elon Musk was never elected. He shouldn't be in cabinet meetings making decisions about people's welfare and whether they should have a job. Yes, he was elected. Yes, he was. You know why? Because we elected Donald Trump, who chose him for the job. Think about it. Tom Homan, not elected. Generals on the Joint Chiefs of Staff, not elected. Judicial appointments to the federal bench, not elected. Cabinet members, not elected. They're all appointed by the person who we elected to do the things he said he was going to do. They are extensions of his policies that we voted for. So when people say Elon Musk was not elected, you can look at him and say, technically, yeah, he kind of was. You know why? Because he's an extension of the policies that Trump ran on, and we wanted that. And guess what? We got it, and now he has a job. Oh, by the way, he's not getting paid either. But DOJ is also, look at this story here on Fox. Dateline today. By the way, DOJ is like everywhere. Have you noticed that? It is got to be the most comprehensive thing I've ever seen. It's all over the place.
They are a little, I think at least every day or every other day I'm seeing a news headline of DOJ canceling something.
But they're like in every department.
Every like facet of it, yes. It's crazy.
So DOJ got into the GSA, which is the Government Services Administration. And all of you out there that are working like at Redstone and other places where a lot of federal contracting goes on, you know what I'm talking about. So the GSA is now having all their federal contracts for consulting firms. Not true contracting. We're talking about consulting firms being reviewed. And they're having to do a scorecard. They're having to look back and say, why do we have a consulting contract on DEI? Why do we have a consulting contract on LGBTQ issues? Why do we have a consulting contract on how to extemporize LGBTQ in the missile defense? I mean, they got crazy, massive amounts of big money going out to so-called, quote-unquote, consulting contracts. Anyway, they're being reviewed right now. GSA is having to structure a new review scorecard asking consulting firms to identify waste and savings and also, oh, by the way, kind of justify their own existence. having been a bit into the defense, I mean, not defense, but the government contracting arena, I can just tell you, this is way overdue, like way, way, way overdue. If you look at all the USAID grants that went out, picture that in consulting contracts, all right? That's where this is. It's a consulting. We need somebody to tell us whether or not crickets can mate in temperatures that go beyond the norm because of climate change. You're going to have a consulting contract. Help us to identify, please, whether the rhythms of the moon are in any way impacted by dolphins who swim because the icebergs are melting because climate change. You're going to have a consulting contract.
Transgender dolphins, by the way.
Oh, my God. All right, you're now on you're on timeout. Don't turn your mic on again for 5 minutes. How about this? Social Security. This has got the Dems all up in arms. He's messing with your Social Security, says Bernie Sanders. No, he's not. He's cleaning up a lot of stuff, though. So you may remember not so long ago, even the president talked about this. We have records in Social Security that indicate that there are people between 120 to 129 years old getting Social Security. 1.2 million of them, actually. We have 2.4 million that are categorized as being between the ages of 130 to 139 getting Social Security. We have another 2.8 million that are getting Social Security that are categorized as being more than 140 years old, y'all. Now, are we going to find out that some of these are actually dead? Yep. Are we also going to find out that some of these just have the dates entered wrong? Yep. Don't you want the records cleaned up? Yep. Got to do it. What they're also finding, though, is they're able to match death statistics with people who are still allegedly receiving benefits. This is a huge deal. Because right now, what we're also finding is that the records have not, and by the way, I will say this, Social Security can't always know somebody dies. They have to be told. There are people still living off of Granny's check, and Granny's been gone for a few years. I guarantee you. Weekend at Bernie's is going on a regular basis with Social Security checks. And right now, what we do believe are that or believe is that there are a number of people out there who just need to have the records updated so that we can save hundreds of millions of dollars. It's not too much to ask, especially as we see, you know, the discussion about whether or not we can maintain the viability of Social Security in the long term. As a guy who just turned 60 myself, I would kind of like Social Security to be around for a while because I've been paying into it for God knows how long. I've been working since I was 16, really since I was 14, but, you know, paycheck 16. I'd kind of like to know that all those years when it was taken out of my paycheck is actually going to come back for me at some point. I'm going to keep working until I'm forever old, but I'd still like to be able to collect what I paid in. How about this? Doge is uncovering how many government office buildings are virtually empty. Do you know the IRS has 110 office buildings around the country that are about to close because they're underutilized? 110.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. The amount of real estate. So according to the Internal Revenue Service, it will spend approximately $600 million on real estate costs just in fiscal year 2024 alone, an IG's report had said. This includes 516 office buildings totaling 22.3 million square feet. After personnel, rent is the IRS's largest operating expense. In other words, we don't own nothing. We rent it or lease it. This includes a 135,000 square foot facility in Franklin, Tennessee, a 26,000 square foot facility in Bloomington, Minnesota, a 25,000 square foot facility in Mesa, Arizona, and several others in places like Glendale, Arizona, and Chattanooga, Tennessee. And you look at them and go, my God, y'all, do we have to have all that? In the era of emails and remote work, are you still saying you have to have all these buildings? Technically, you don't. I mean, if they had hired the 87,000 new IRS agents they wanted, that would have been a new thing.
But they did not.
But they did not.
And you know what? I say, don't stop at 110. Just keep going and get rid of the IRS altogether. I'm just saying.
Well, now you're into a whole new category. Now you're not just into Doge. You're into like dreams now. Last one, I'll tell you this. Yes, sir. Piece here on Fox News came out yesterday. The Senate Republican Campaign Committee is now calling on GOP senators to get busy showcasing the Doge work to eliminate wasteful spending. Because what they're pointing out is, this is our message. You know, Democrats are lacking a message. This is our message right now. This is our message. We said we would do it. We're doing it. And so the Senate Republican Campaign Committee is calling on all GOP senators, according to Fox News, to literally get out there with these talking points and make the most of it, because this is what the mandate was in part about, is restoring order, downsizing government, and bringing back the era of common sense. I got to go to a break right now. JP, tell my caller that I will try to get to him as soon as we get back from the break. And it's going to be a short one when we get back too. But anyway, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, and the texture's working again. That's cool. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Man, making common sense like a superpower. Hey, John from Huntsville got the grades in. I'll get those real quick, and then I'll go to the phones. He says, Phil gets an A double plus for his nearly perfect performance, which means today's winner is JP, with a perfect A triple plus for his awesome sound effect skills and for hacking into Phil's computer so he can take over the text line messages, and especially for that awesome transgender dolphins comment. He did listen to the whole show.
He did.
And then he ended up by saying, and just for you, JP, Roll Tide. Wow.
I appreciate that. He gave Lee a Roll Tide yesterday. I would play my sound effect, but last time I did before a Bama game, we lost. So, you know, I'm going to hold off on
that. Hit play on that right now.
No, I think I'll
hold off. Hey, let me go to the phone before I run out of time. Wolverine Dan's on the line. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Doing well. Listen, the President Trump, the last term he served was wonderful. Last year of his term, he had the COVID. That really kind of messed things up. But he was on a really good trajectory of making this country really successful.
Yeah.
And I believe that's why I voted for him again, especially since now I started to take Social Security, and I appreciate you working so you could keep it liable for me.
You're welcome.
I waited 4 years past 62 to get my Social. I just waited because I thought, well, I'll wait a little bit longer, have a little bit more money in my pocketbook, and I could take that money down the road. And if something happens to me, my wife gets it. So
yeah.
Social Security is a very big thing. One of the things that President Trump said, two things, not taxing tips, which I thought was a wonderful thing, because these servers don't make much per hour, and the tips are everything for them. When we go out to eat, I always pay with my frequent flyer card, and then the tip is in cash. Okay, I do that all the time, okay? And then now with the Social Security, my closing, is that he was mentioning, our president, that he doesn't want Social Security to be taxed for us, okay? You know, I think that's a wonderful thing, okay? I believe, Phil, that you, myself, and a lot of other Americans could spend the money more wisely and do more
Darn
with
right.
it and be honest with it versus what government's doing with us is they're stealing our money and they're taking it and putting it in their coffers, Phil. That's not right. If you don't tax my Social Security, I'll have more money. And I do. I take my money, and I do. I am somewhat generous with it to causes that mean a lot to me. Or if I need to help somebody, fine, I got it. Okay.
Well,
but this government, not all government workers, but in Washington, D.C., you know as well as I do, Phil, they're crooked as the day is long. All right. Give us our Social Security. Take the tax. Don't take tax
you,
our Social Security and put money in our pocket.
Have a great day, Wolverine Dan.
See you.
See you. I thought he was going to talk about Doge. We got into a total sidebar on...
Well, he did talk Social Security.
He did.
Which is what we talked about.
Technically, that's true. I got a brand new texter. I'll shout out to him real quick before we go. Kevin from Madison. Kevin from Madison on Social Security, Phil. He says, your money will never come back to you. Your contribution is paid for other retirees. Any money you receive from the program, you pay for by my generation. Well, I mean, I hear you, but I'm not saying that my money is still in there. It's like a bank. You put your money in, but it's kind of like they loan your money out, but you still get credit for it. I get that, Kevin. It's known as a pyramid scheme, Kevin says, and I'm not arguing that point. And then John from Huntsville, another John, not the same John, a different John, says, question, what do you call a dolphin that changes its gender? A flipper. Oh, my gosh. You got a laugh track on the... Proving once again why JP won the grades today. Scott from Athens says, love the Doge, waiting on the bulldozer. I like it. The bulldozer. Got that. And then John C. from Madison says, if that 9-month-old gets a loan 20 years from now, that 9-year-old will have a bad credit rating because of non-payment on the first loan. Point well taken. All right. What an amazing show. You guys are great. Coming up tomorrow, lots of things like the Grand Council. In the meantime, know this. There are more of us than there are of them. God is still very much on his throne. Y'all stay in the fight. We'll see you tomorrow.